Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, yeah, I love that podcast show. Oh, BS and beer is the place to go to get all the Saints news. Hell yeah, podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na na.
Yeah, baby. That's big. Listen. Wait, wait. All right, yeah, you got to bring it home.
Final
gotta
court,
bring
brother.
It home. Hey, listen, this is bonus coverage.
Yes, sir.
Right? Bone
yes,
us coverage.
Bone us coverage.
Right. We do the four segments for the 97.7.
That's right.
And I feel like just dropping an F-bomb because, you know, we can. Just because we can. It's just
but don't
only.
Do it.
No,
but don't do it.
We never
we're
did that before.
Kind of, we're not that kind of podcast.
But here's the thing. We start off as a podcast, and we still maintain. And so we want to give our loyal listeners a little something extra.
There you go.
So go ahead. Right now, bonus coverage time.
Thank you. Thank you. And now it's time for the bonus round, where you play in front of dozens of people for tens of dollars. Tomas, Heath, Dave, are you ready? Let's play BS and Beer Podcast.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Oh, my goodness. You know, too bad. I don't know. Bob Barker? No, Woolery. Chuck Woolery. We could have used him.
2-2.
2-2? What's that?
That's what it is. Every time we go to a break, it go 2-2.
2-2. All yeah, right. Back
two
I just two. Thought of the name I never really
Chuck,
considered.
Chuck Wooler, Woolery.
Actual, I don't know.
Love connection.
I could probably name... Two guys, Bob Barker and Chuck Woolery, are the only two names of anybody who does a show that I can name. I have no idea where it came from.
Yeah,
so
well, okay.
I'd love to sit here and talk to you longer about this. But
this is not supposed to be part of the
no,
bonus.
The bonus coverage here is going to be.
Yes, sir. What's it going to be?
The Saints. Who are they going to keep? Who are they going to let go?
Okay.
The tough decisions that we're going to have to make.
Okay.
All right. So, Tomas, you kind of have your list there. Start it up. Let's get some discussion going.
All right, I got it listed on here from most money to least money.
All right, gotta go.
Here we go. Drew Brees.
Gotta go.
Let him have
all
it.
All right, Nick Fairley, who we don't know exactly how that's going to work out. Kenny Vaccaro.
I'm going to say he ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be about
Kenny Vaccaro.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to go and stop?
Yeah, go ahead and go through the list, and then we'll circle back
all
around.
All right, fine. You guys just
all
decide.
Right.
Yeah, we're
Kenny,
running this show.
Kenny Vaccaro, Alex Okafor, Senio Clemente, John Kuhn, Tony McDaniel, Chase Daniel, Clay Harbor, Sterling Moore, John Phillips, Raphael Bush, Josh Laribus, Zach Line, Gerald Hodges, Michael Marty, John Hughes.
I mean, is any really? I mean, those guys are all making.
George Johnson, Jonathan Freeney, Kasim Edebali.
I mean, you're just gonna put everybody to sleep. I think
and
that's enough.
Cole. That's it. I got
okay,
the whole list.
All right. All right. All right. Oh, wow. Okay, so that's all we have under contract right now?
These are the 21 free agents. Unrestricted
free agents. Oh, I see. All
unrestricted.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to get with the program.
Yeah,
any
you're
moment,
really lost. Yeah.
Any moment here, I'm going to jump on board with you guys.
All right.
All right, so right off the bat, first one, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I think
he stays.
To a degree, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Based on everything that Drew has said himself.
Yes.
And expectations are.
Yes.
He'll be back.
All right. So are we going to wait to talk about what you think his contract's going to be, or you want
to? No, I think we've kind of talked about that quite a bit. So,
all right. Well,
I mean, we got
then?
A lot of names here to go. Not right. really. You got past certain names. It was like, yeah.
All right.
No
so Nick Fairley, we just put an X through that one. Okay.
Right.
Kenny Vaccaro.
All right. Interesting. So my thing is this. I think he's gone, and I think we've talked about it before. Heath?
I agree. I think he's going to get too much money. And I think the Saints are going to be willing to let him walk and either replace him if they continue to run the same kind of defense they've been running, or if they shift the emphasis to more linebackers, like you said earlier, if we find somebody that actually can play the slot.
Yep.
So I don't see how Vaccaro is really going to fit in going forward.
Okay, so that's personally. The question that I was going to bring up is what you just said. Vaccaro.
Yeah.
I think he's gone, but is it because You know, you have the PED problem. You have the injury problem. You have, you know, the up and down play. The guy's been benched twice. Okay, yes. So do the Saints let him go and then try to replace him with a player of equal talent or, you know, maybe a different type skill set? But in other words, another big name free agent, or do they say, hey, our starters are now Bell and Williams, and our backup's going to be whoever we sign or draft that'll be just a middle of the road, you know, guy, you know,
Bush
or somebody, yeah. Maybe somebody better, younger, but yeah. not a bank breaker. Yeah. Not a big deal.
To me, in my mind, that's the way they go, but we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I don't think they re-sign Vaccaro. I just think that it's just too much money for, you know, I don't know what kind of defense we're going to play. I think that if we get somebody who can play that slot position and we don't have to worry about having somebody roll up, then I think we don't have to worry about three safety sets all the time.
Right.
Okay. So I think that's the way I would go with it. Okay. All right. So let's keep going then. Alex Okafor.
Wow. Okay. The word on the street is, you know, he's going to come back, and I think people just have this expectation that he's going to be healthy. Yeah. I mean, Achilles.
Why?
I don't know. That's the thing.
He's never been
healthy.
Achilles
injury. Now, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about. Forget about all the other injuries.
Yeah.
Or any
that
new
he's just
going to
bounce back from this Achilles injury. Yeah.
Achilles injury. The Achilles. That's your explosiveness. That's your ability to push off. And I mean, Okafor is not a big defensive end, and he relies on his speed. And I mean, he's a strong guy. So I'm not trying to take anything from him. But if he loses whatever explosion that he had and doesn't recover it, and if he does recover it, will it be at the beginning of the year, or will it be week 10? You know, so I don't know what kind of player he's going to be. So
it's going to have to be for low money.
Yeah, I'm ready to bring him back. Why not? As long as it's a contract that's like, hey, you didn't make it, and you're at the end of training camp, he's gone.
Right.
So my opinion is, no, we don't bring him back.
You don't even want to bring him back to
no. I think we just let him go because I think we have other possibilities. Just like in a safety situation, I'm telling you, I'm impressed with this kid Hardy. You know, Banjo didn't play bad when he had to play when we didn't have a Vaccaro. So we may have a replacement at safety that's not going to cost us money anyway.
Right.
Okay. Then we go to the defensive line, Hendrickson. Okay. The kid that we've been sitting for a year because we don't know what he's going to do, Muhammad.
Right.
I mean, so to me, and like you said, an Achilles injury, he may not be 100%, well, not even 100, he might not be able to play at any kind of a level till midseason. Well, hell, we don't need a bench warmer until midseason. We don't need a space being taken up till midseason.
Right.
So to me, Okafor, I don't think we come back with him.
Okay.
So then the next guy I have after that is Senio Clemente. Now, I know Davis said that he's not coming back because he's going to sign a big contract someplace else.
Right.
So, Heath, what do you think?
I think that's probably the most likely scenario, too.
I disagree. I think Clemente will come back. I think if we're going to pay somebody some kind of money, I think it'll be Clemente. Simply because our offensive line is the bread and butter for this team. We have a really good starting offensive line, and we have to have somebody we can be depending upon to be the guy who can swap around. He can play tackle. He can play guard. He can even play center if you have to call upon. So he's just too versatile to let go.
See, I don't disagree with any of that.
No, I agree with that.
The problem is that there are 31 other teams who recognize that as well, who pay him starter money.
I think it's really going to come down to whether another team actually has a starter potential for him.
That's it.
Okay? See? If he has a chance to go start somewhere instead of being the utility backup guy at every position.
Yeah. And the argument that was made is Tim Lelito left the year before to go start, and he got starter money, and I think Clemente is significantly better than him. I mean, you know,
So
I just think that, listen, everything you said is right. It's just he's just too good. He's too good, and I don't think he's better than any of our current starters. So when I say he's too good, I mean he is going to be a mid-level starting lineman and get paid that way, as opposed to come back to the Saints. The Saints cannot afford to pay him. I mean, what could they afford to pay him? Maybe
right
now $2 million?
He's at $1.35 million.
Yeah, could they pay him $2 million? Probably so. $2.5 million.
Well, that's what they've got. Okafor is at $2 million. So if you don't have Okafor,
well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying.
I mean, look,
make money
I agree
for him.
With you 100%. If the Saints are going to pay good money to keep a guy that's that versatile and that dependable and everything around, sure, why not Clemente? I think Clemente's actually going to get a shot someplace.
Well, yeah.
I think
that's what's going to take him away more than what the money winds up.
So far, I don't think we disagree, except for where we might disagree or have different opinions is what another team is willing to pay.
Right.
And I think sometimes we lose sight of, as Saints fans, as Saints followers, that the Saints are this or the Saints are that. There are other teams where one man's garbage is another man's, you know, fortune.
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that he's a starter somewhere.
All right. The next guy we have is Kuhn. John Kuhn. And I guess we pair him up at this point with Zach Line because we have two fullbacks, and you know damn well they're not going to carry two.
No.
Right.
So
as much as I like Kuhn, and I like saying Kuhn even more, man, I liked what I saw out of Zach Line. And the Saints obviously liked him. I mean, they were running design plays for him.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and I think he accounted for himself pretty well. And he's going to be less expensive. Now, the numbers you had on there, it was closer than what I realized between him and Kuhn.
$1 million for Kuhn and $775 for Zach Line.
Yeah, so the money is not really a determining factor, but... How old is Kuhn now? 43?
I have him down here at 35.
35, yeah. Okay.
And Line's at 27.
Yeah, I think you go with Line.
Go with you.
Yeah.
The only thing is maybe Line will change his name and let us call him Kuhn.
Yeah.
I mean, because and that's worth a couple of hundred grand to me, but I don't know how much more.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll kick you up to the million and we can call you Kuhn.
All right. The next guy, who I think we're all going to agree on, but we'll see.
Thank God he's not.
Tony McDaniel.
No, gone.
I mean,
he only came in because everybody else had fallen already. And he lasted a week and went on IR.
I don't think we'll agree.
I think he's 57 or something.
If they bring him back, it's just because he's a camp body. It's not because he's a significant contributor.
All right, next guy now is going to be interesting. Chase Daniel. Ooh. Chase Daniel's 31 years old.
I mean,
now, remember, they have him down here for $900,000, but I don't really think that's the number because he had the Philadelphia contract.
Yeah.
And so basically the Saints got him like for free.
Yeah, the Saints paid him the difference, and I think Philadelphia was paying him like $4 million.
So
he was making 4.9 even though the Saints only had to cover.
Okay, well then maybe 900. Yeah, okay.
So the thing about it is if he's looking for...
But that's the end of the contract now.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Listen, you're looking at guys who are making, because I believe Casey Kasem over in Minnesota was making, like they paid him pretty good money to be a backup, like $4 million.
That's correct.
I say at $4 million, they probably were saying, hey, we'll let you compete for the starting job based on the fact that, you know, Bridgewater was coming off the injury and you need a solid backup behind the starter who's
Bradford, who's always...
So I don't know if he even thinks he's going to get that kind of money. But if he can, he's gone. I do not believe the Saints are going to pay him anywhere close to $4
million. Consider what happened after he left the Saints and considering how he looked in preseason, or I should say how he didn't look in preseason. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be, but like I would love to see an upgrade at the backup position.
Well, it's already on the team. By
That's true. Yeah. So. Well, hey, you know what? That's great then. He can take over the clipboard and the cap. And
my point is that a lot of people are talking about, well, the Saints don't need to draft a quarterback because, you know, he'll be way down the line, right? My thought is that, as Dave said, if Chase Daniel thinks he's going to get another $4 million contract, it's not going to happen with the Saints. And we got Taysom Hill, who... you know, Peyton keeps talking about how he loves the guy. And I mean, he's got some skill. You look at his collegiate career, dude was a good quarterback, no doubt about it. You know? So, to me, we might have that guy on it. And then we might draft somebody like that.
And
I
he's a two-way player. I mean, look at the special teams.
He plays, you know. That's right. He could be backup quarterback and... You know,
they have to tell Chase, look, you want to stick around, we're going to need you on special
teams.
Correct. You got to make the team on special.
That's correct. That's it. So I'm thinking Chase Daniel is not coming back.
I don't think either.
We probably all agree on that.
I think we all agree.
We picked up this tight end from Detroit, Clay Harbor, 30 years old, 900,000 G's. To me, bye-bye.
Just a guy. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, you have to have 90-some-odd guys in camp, so he's just a guy. They'll bring him back.
Yeah, but these are UFAs, so that means they're not going to camp without a contract.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll re-sign him. If not, they'll re-sign a guy named Billy Bob
Smith.
Well,
we got another guy on that list at tight end that I think they'd probably sign before
me too.
Harper.
Yeah. So I think we all agree, Harper, bye-bye, Billy Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hopper.
Harper. And the next one we have is Sterling
Moore.
But
I like the Hopper.
He's on 1 week and off another. He just stand around the corner. We'll call you back up, you know.
I think you leave him on the street until you need him.
I mean, you don't want to get tired in training camp in case you need him about week 10.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
he
correct.
Only got so many snaps in those legs.
I think he's made a deal to train over on West Bank with
West
Bank.
I can't remember. Yeah, West Bank.
Yeah. Okay. Did we play the Giants this year? We'll bring him back then.
Let him shut down Odell. Beckham.
Then the next one is John Phillips, the tight end, who's 30 years old.
Another guy.
I think that's a guy that out of the two tight ends there, if they were going to sign one of these guys to come back, it would probably be Phillips.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
But I don't think so either.
Those numbers, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like, look, 900,000, that's
just, for him.
That's just barely over, if it is all at all over league minimum for a veteran with that many years. They're just signing a guy. They're not necessarily signing him to any kind of contract. I could see these guys being back just for training camp. They ain't going to make the team. I say that as long as there's not an injury, and well, assuming we draft a better player, and because I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking I'm saying that, but like week six, our starting cornerback is Phillips, and you know his backup is
Harbor.
All right, then at free safety we have Raphael Bush, 30 years old.
I like Bush. He's only 30.
30.
Wow, I thought he was older than that. Absolutely, I'd keep him. How much is he making?
Bush is making $855,000.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's a good chance he's
there. I think we stay with him.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was only 30, man.
Well, you know, he was a rookie the year the Saints kept him. He got cut from Atlanta, and the Saints picked him up. It was his rookie year.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I mean, maybe I did then.
He played a few years with the Saints. Then he got a big contract to go play with Detroit.
Okay.
2 years, and then he was like, I'm done with Detroit, and he came back to the Saints.
All right.
Josh Laribas.
Laribas. Solid backup.
Yeah, I could see the potential that he –
$775,000.
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy. He can play guard. He can play safety. Or safety.
We need a safety.
Center.
Two-way player, okay.
You know.
So, yay or nay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll say yay.
I mean, as long as it's that kind of contract. You know, I mean, that's obviously the market for him. Nobody else signed him for more.
Right.
So, I don't see why he
Then you have Gerald Hodges, outside linebacker.
Who?
27 years old.
Yeah.
$775,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
now you get into the guys who are just going over names. I mean, they can't buy.
The next guy plays the same position, and I would keep the next guy over him.
Michael Marty.
Marty, 28, $775,000. Special teams, the guy plays.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's a great story. He came back and all that kind of stuff. But no, I think this is the end of the road.
Yeah. What do you think there, Dave?
So we go. To the end of the road.
All right, we're good. John Hughes,
defensive
end. Baby,
you know I love you, but you just hurt me so many times. I'm sorry. Where were we?
John Hughes, defensive end.
He's a tackle.
29 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a big.
He's a tackle. He's a space eater. Yeah.
There's five guys like him on the street.
Eating tacos. We brought him in off of the street, and then when he got hurt, we brought in McDaniel off the street, and he got hurt immediately right after. But, you know, no, I don't think they – they want to see Hughes in their plans if they can help.
Well, I know the guy works at Jimmy John's, probably.
Something tells me he ain't freaky fast, though. So go ahead.
Then we have dun-dun-da-dun, George Johnson.
Oh, meet George Johnson.
I used to be able to. I can't do it anymore. Could you Yeah, I can't do it anymore. When I was young, I could do that. But anyway,
if he had a son named Elroy, it'd be awesome.
Daughter Judy.
Jane, his wife. Yeah.
Okay, so Johnson, 770. All these guys are 775.
What would really be cool, though, is if he had a robot named Rosie.
Yeah.
That trumps it all. But, yeah, no, I don't think George Johnson comes back.
Jonathan Freeney, outside linebacker. Now, he played at the end of the year.
No, at the end of the year. He's actually very athletic. Yeah. And
28 has, years old.
I'm not saying they might bring him back for training camp or, you know, I say for camp or whatever in off season. Again, you need 90 guys, you need backups, you need people to play in the fourth quarter of the second and fourth preseason game. He actually got snaps, and I think the reason being is because we saw in the first playoff game that our linebackers were decimated, and I mean, it was just pretty ridiculous the inability.
And like I said, as much as I like the guy and as good of a story as he is, and he's good on special. He got snaps after they got a look at Michael Marty getting snaps.
Right.
And quite frankly, they just couldn't move. Switched gears big time and went to. So, I'm going to say yeah on him.
Yeah, me too. All right, then we have Dave's favorite, Kasim Itabali.
Man. How did we ever let that guy go in the first place? So, he made a stint, run around the NFL, played for Denver a little bit, somewhere else too. But here, you know.
I think so. For the money that it's going to cost, which is nothing, the fact that they signed him back at the end of the year, they might. Especially with Okafor, they might want to keep enough bodies around there to see if anybody can. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd keep him.
I mean, I wouldn't keep him. I would love – I don't want to see him on a team, but I can – like Dave said, you know, these guys we're getting into now, these are – if nothing else, they want to be in camp bodies or whatever.
These guys are just making a minimum league minimum.
Yeah, so
– so, yay or nay on Kassim?
I mean, why not? Bring him back. Let's let him
I'm going to say yeah just because
– All right, I put a check mark, 2 out of 3. All right, and then, of course, this last guy, I don't even know, Audie Cole. But,
no.
All right, so he's gone. And then the last guy we need to talk about is the guy they actually signed, and that is Zach Wood.
The long yes. snap. This
because
one's for
we got
you,
little
Dice.
Blurb from our boy, Little Dice. Dice.
Hit us up
he
on Twitter.
He wanted me to break this down. So I have taken the time to study film and break this down just for Little Dice. All right, Little Dice, here you go.
This is the only place where you find in-depth
in-depth. I'm going to give it to you in-depth.
Of the Saints' third-team deep snapper.
There you go. Zach Wood was signed after we'd gone through 5 long snappers.
Was it 5?
Yep. 5 guys we went through before we finally decided Zach Wood.
Yeah.
So here is the in-depth analysis. Are you ready? He can get the ball from between his legs to the guy who's holding the ball. That makes him outstanding.
Yes. Yeah.
And okay.
Did it pretty consistently.
Now the truth of the matter is this. I'm just going to give it to you as simple as I can. It's about 3 guys on this particular issue. The snapper, the holder, the kicker. Okay. Apparently, we found the kicker. Apparently, this guy, nothing phases him. He's good to go. We have a holder. No problem. So, all we needed was a snapper. And we went through a parade of these guys who really couldn't do it. Now, if you watch the film on Zach Wood, what you'll find is that he is a consistent man placing the ball. Number one. Number two, he stands up and he blocks the guy coming towards him. Which is all you're going to ask a snapper to do because he's got his head between his legs. You're going to get tattooed anyway. So between the consistency, the timing, the rhythm between these 3 guys, it makes perfect sense to sign this guy for $550,000. But, man, you got to be kidding me. This is a bargain. So this is my in-depth analysis. At this point, I don't believe they're going to bring anybody in who's going to beat this kid out. Number one, he's a first-year guy. He's only 25 years old, you know. He's built a relationship with the other 2 men on the 3-man line there. So this is the way you have to do it, in my opinion. We don't have to pay a high end. We get a good performer, and the rhythm is there because kicking is all about rhythm. Just like
the rhythm
music.
Is going to get you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So there you go. Yes, I got it.
All right.
Miami Sound Machine. Do you want me to
sing
the whole song for you?
Gloria, I'm sorry. You got a little offended there. Yeah. Oh, forget that.
You talking about
that,
Cubans, brother. Yeah. Okay. Remember where I'm from.
It's going to get you.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the bonus coverage.
All right, my friend. I think we covered a lot there.
Yeah, we did. Almost 23 minutes of it. But, wow. Hey, it need to be done.
Yes,
bonus
sir.
Coverage for our faithful listeners who follow our show and listen to us on the podcast.
Absolutely.
So anyway, hey, we'll get back to the rest of the show.
All right. Hold on. Don't forget, what's that number again,
Dave? Oh, the hotline, 701-901-1295. And at this point, I haven't decided if I'm going to actually add this in as a separate file or separate show.
Yes.
Or so. We'll
have to listen and find out.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out.
All right.
Bye.
Later.